Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, five left feedback, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio, the kid Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist do something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowabunga swag, put a tag on each Hondo. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Drop a jewel on time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my west side shit. Screaming west side bitch with my die fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate, elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary with eyes closed. I see a path to a higher road. I feel the presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to simulate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship, goodness gracious. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Arranged and recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
Never, never dull.
Yeah, I was a proven golden child and raised up in this tragic city. Good beside you with me, and that love extends throughout my city. The crowd was empty as I chose my own lane. And just a year or two later, I was humbled by change, but fame. Fuck it, I'll take it day by day as this hustle grows. You only live once, so I die for these chosen flows. Never show your weakness, cause you know I'm out of cycle rules. These sharks are here to eat, and you caught up in this undertow. My life's a featured episode, catalog impeccable. Keep this crowd popping, my stance 6 feet acceptable. Never seen a speck of flow, just shine around and take control. Like you broke for me, but I guess I'll let the Grammy show. What is really popping, more meaning to the sky, bro. Without the substance, what is cracking, I'm scheming to ride, bro. Better days, fuck it, guess crime face of my real folks. The truth lies with us, so speaking only real quotes.
They shooting,
and just trying to steal hope. Make sure I'm a factor when the sign of my own host. I talk to myself through a pen in the pad, and tell my godson Jake, just be glad for what you handed in half. Cause Hell's Kitchen cooking up something daily. It's hard to duck the cost, so I can't my casualties lately. And aware of my conscience, the sick words that say nauseous keep the sponsors from understanding my nonsense. Life's a bitch, and then you wake up to another reality. Strikes like a drone attack on your mother. See, my underworld is over Earth achieving. Now it's time to underline the facts that we conceiving, and it's diabolical. And I say it with conviction, that shit is mandatory. Do my job, fuck the superstition. As we kill in this game, how could you blame what I'm saying on track when you thinking I'm playing? I'm saying.
My children, we got to find a way. We're on this road now.
grower, the weeds may choke them out cause you reap what you sow. So many die for a chance to put brands in their hands. Middle managers going postal cause they didn't advance. When the SWAT comes, they're making a stand. Try to cuss so little, it's like a riddle that I don't understand. I put my faith in my own hands. Packed up the fam in the van and told them I'll be there as soon as I can. Stranger in a strange land, with little more than a plan. Dire lands, killer beats around, minor command. A man with something to die for. When he passed, to tell stories about him, someone to cry
yeah,
for.
I die for this rapping and I die for this action. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. You see, I die for this rapping and I die for this action. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for my peeps and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak.
Come on. My children, we got to find a way.
You already know what's going down. Just another beautiful, beautiful night in hip-hop. Definitely got another great show. You already know. Big shout-out to my man Todd Davis. We got some surprises. We got my man DeFari coming through, the Liquid MC. Really excited to, you know, talk to him, especially because growing up as an MC with DeFari and stuff like that, you know, he was a West Coast artist that was real lyrical and real... you know, almost like the cipher type, and I really liked what the Liquid Crew at the time had going with that. So big shout out, and also Focus Daily was one of my, you know, favorite hip hop albums growing up. And like I said, the whole movement, I was definitely feeling. So you know that's how it goes down. We also got another special guest too coming through and going to hang with us and drop some world premieres. We got Neb Love, you already know, from the Five Footers in the house. She's going to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a beautiful day in hip-hop. This is what we do. You know, and actually talking about DeFari, I'm actually going to go to one of his tracks and just kind of keep this music going, you know what I mean, and keep people getting down. I'm going to hit this Lowlands anthem. Big shout-out to the West Coast, DeFari. Die for radio, come on.
The burning sand of the low land. Yo, you don't know, man. Yo, you don't know, man. The burning sand of the low land. Yo, you don't know, man. Yo, you don't know, man. Give thanks, that's what I say when I wake. Another day in LA, feel the sun bake. I holler at Scott, he know about the spot at the beach. Doc Walla, nigga, straight pop. I call up Swift, let him know about the shit. Call up Will, he got the Hennessy on chill. I'm with Don Trell, he on deck with Satchel. Roller bleezing like Terry McMillan, wait to exhale. My nigga Will stay off stalker. Some cities got hot bitches, but on Crenshaw it's hotter. From badass bitches to cold ass Impalas. Bossy A special with two glasses for $20. Hella hot, we pull up to Doc Walla. The scene is so lovely. It make me wanna holler. The burning sands of the lowlands, where sisters are Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, where sisters are Batman and brothers fear no man.
You don't know, man.
Summertime, 7:30, time for sunset. Sometime I go and park with my queen and get laid. Watch the sun cascade over the ocean. Thoughts of how to liquid, about to put it all in motion. Sometimes I sit and watch and see dolphins. Defar our alumni from Pac-10 like Kenny Lofton. Never soft, stay healthy, avoid coughs. In LA we buy houses, fuck apartments and lofts. Yo, my cold flow, straight Wild West professional. California green, from the trees down to the vegetables. Whack'em teas are also edible. After six figures, where I'm trying to see my decimal. Point land, cash in hand, I'm on my way to see fail. In the Crescent Heights lowlands, the burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
Flex the skill, see this broad with a baby strill, ass popping out, no doubt. Man, I got to kill like Grant Hill. I play with cool moves, see niggas out here, we ain't loud, we straight smooth. And don't mistake smooth for being chump, cause LA is the wrong place if you think niggas won't thump in a flat. Sunshine cars, bitches and cats, 6 foot rippers, crime blends with hats. We classic like that TV show Mad, with bitches way better than that broad Stacey Dash. No joking, that's word to brothers deep dish spoken. Down the boulevard, pint in hand, straight smoking, no choking. And no, it's not brown, that's word to open. One time see us stopping for bitches and keep rolling. The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands.
Yo, you don't know, man.
Waterproof MC, you ain't wetting me. You need to stop rapping and start robbing banks like Steady B. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never taste avocado. Just another broke Versace mind. Tiger Woods ain't even up to par in the game of survival. That's why I'm f***ing y'all Chris Dalbot. Drink Listerine, brush my teeth with amphetamine, so I can sound fresh and stay dope things. In between, 3 strikes and 5 miles
forever smooth.
I want a woman with the body of a f***, and a personality like Lauren. Can't even say I didn't know, cause while we wanna be NWA, they create the NWO.
How many years?
FOMO. So fake John Gotti's, ain't got no Maseratis. I be at the party sipping on toddies. My shit's pumping everything, out Audis and Saudis. I'm stuck as rugged to the bone, and I'm gonna diss everybody.
You
I'm
want this move, can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, you want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, I keep the after party swerving. Not quite like Michael Irvin, edumacating urban youth, like it or not. These soliloquies explain our people's lack of stability. You keeping it real, but ain't got a clue what reality really be. See the diameter of your knowledge is the circumference of your activity. Me, I knew this year before Babyface went solo. Bagging dime pieces, stacking dividends, and dressing in more linen than Yoko Ono. But on the low though, we fighting over the scraps, worshiping the almighty dollar.
And God we trust,
look it over. Now what the pyramids got to do with the pilgrims or Jehovah? Novus Ordo Seclorum means new world order. That's why I keep my friends close and my enemies closer. We running around in $1,000 clown suits. Better get some boots when Lucifer turn your city to Beirut. You want the truth?
can't handle the swoop.
You want
Lexus moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
Boys, one time got Lila Roshan calling my Jimmy Sunshine. Fifth floor of the Mondrian, suck a head, fella. Pop your dime. I'm the man who was stopped to get transformed to a gat like Megatron. Here's a sport unknown to Bob Costas. Give it a name and you a hater. But violence don't play that game,
man.
Gorilla penmanship, the preacher and peacher. Heat seeker MC when I get pissed like a urethra. My day to day, I'm trying to bubble. First place, this tape I chase. Touch me and tease me like tape. But in the millennium, this screen turns electronic. UPC barcodes on the hand is demonic. They got concentration camps from Alaska to Jersey. But when the president declare a national emergency, you can't call notes trying to rock the boat. I'm spitting razor sharp quotes trying to slit his throat.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
I'm rhyming. Beats provided by Dom.
Yo, turn the beat up a little, I'ma stand back for the mic a little bit. Yo, life for me's a flashback. When I think back to the past that enabled me to still do what I do with the drop of a hat. Dead over jail if it wasn't for rap. Over federal cell, growing up a young black male. My decisions were my own, I'm blessed and I get fed from a silver spoon. It might have spoiled my goals. My debut, it came straight from the soul. To tell it how a seed on blinder with mind control. Could have easily adapted to trends, chasing them ends, which is today's cardinal sin, start of the end. Outnumbered two jewels guarding me praise. And solidify my spot as a force to be reckoned. Now diehards checking for me, showing me love when I'm out and about. Cars pass shouting me out. Things get to clicking with vinyl with CD. Start moving, change is looming. Time consuming, huh? With a slight edge of popularity comes with a taste of power that can fuck up your head. Moved on to my third LP. Bon Appetit was a miss. Failure, that was the talk in the streets. I took it as a slap in the face. Overnight love turned to hate. Put me in a whole nother space. Always been an anti-nigga. Instead of standing on the sidelines bitter, I made star talent smoking mirrors. Now look at the games, the same bunch of widows. Without saying names, the weak you accept as your hero. Take away the music, listen to my acapellas. My shit is art with textures, depth and colors in it. Love and pain combined with real feelings. Highs and lows so vivid it'll touch your spirit. When it's my time from this world to move on, an angelic voice will be heard singing this very song.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Gilla House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course. I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio, Redman in the building, y'all smoke one, and may Bud be with you. Let's get it, Die For Radio!
Die For Radio in the house. Man, definitely hit you guys with that Defari, you know what I'm saying? And then hit you with that that Razzcast, that Soul on Ice remix. You know what I'm saying? Produced by my man Diamond D. You can definitely check the archives and check out the Diamond D interview that I did. It was definitely, you know, what's up, digging in the crates crew. You know, there's not much else you can say about something like that. But either way, you know, we just enjoying music, waiting for our guests to come in. We got 2 hours to politic and, you know what I'm saying, really put the platform at the utmost, or should I say the highest point we can as far as good conversation, good hip-hop. I got to give a special announcement. Shout-out to my dude, Mav4. You know, he definitely made it through a few of the surgeries already. He's definitely stable in a Riverside hospital. He, you know, he's asleep a lot. There's a lot of pain he's going through. You know, it's going to be a big recovery process, but, you know, the Die4 team is going to hold him down. You know how that goes. So we definitely going to be playing some of his tracks. Should I say his favorite tracks, excuse me. And, yeah, so definitely, you know, look out for him. Hopefully we're going to hear from him, at least, you know, get a cool phone call, you know, on the air in the next couple weeks. But he's just got to get over what he's, you know, been through and everything like that. So you already know. Now, you know, interesting with the Far Right coming on again, you know, one of my favorite MCs out here right now in the West Coast is Evidence, originally from Dilated Peoples. And I don't know exactly the exact story on it, so I can't wait to ask him. But I believe, if I heard the story right or read it right, that one of Evidence's first real moves he made in the game was actually a beat for DeFari. And so I can't wait to ask him about that because, you know, nowadays, too, you know, Evidence has made a move. You know, not only is Evidence one of the dopest MCs out there, and I'm not just saying West Coast, but he's probably one of the hardest workers, you know, perfectionist. I can't even, you know, say enough about it because it's like everything he does is just right there. You know, it's on point from production to beats. You know, they just dropped that that Step Brothers with Alchemist, which is definitely a dope album. And you know, just stuff like that is what still keeps me inspired, you know, personally to do music. And when you have an MC like DeFari and you know, listen, Neb Love as well, and, you know, it's nice to still have them around, still have the music, and Evidence, you know, it's just still so relevant to this game. And, you know, so big shout-out to the Step Brothers. Big shout-out to the Liquid MCs. Again, you know, you already know Razzcast is one of my, you know, favorites ever as well. And, you know, they're all from the West Coast, which I think is a beautiful thing because universally it's like, look, we still got, you know, we still got skills. We still got, you know, we can go to the East Coast and battle with these dudes, you know, in Queensbridge and, you know, just all, you know, all over. And it's not just that West Coast gangster rap, you know, it's universal, it's versatile. And so, I, you know, just big shout out to lyricists, West Coast, East Coast, doesn't matter. But, of course, growing up out here, it's like, oh, man, there's, you know, you definitely feel it a little bit. So, anyways, we got a few more minutes to bump some music before our guest gets in here. So I'm going to bump a couple more songs. We're going to come back with Neb Love, premiere some tracks. I know she's got a hot one with Miss Toy. And, yeah, we're going to do it like that. So here goes, you know, I'm gonna jump in a little bit of Freddie Gibbs right here. You know what I mean? Definitely look out for him on Die4 Radio very, very soon. Until then, y'all, let's bump this music. Freddie Gibbs, come on.
I'm going to tell you what we going to do. We going to give you
one of my favorite MCs. He's got an EP dropping in the next couple weeks. Freddie Gibbs, what's going on, Gangsta Gibbs?
Let's get right into it. My name is Static Collector, alongside my man DJ Burn One and Josh the Goon, and we bring to you Straight Killer No Filler. Live and direct from Gary, Indiana.
Straight Killer.
Give it up for Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Start your engine, put the fuel on and mop the mug with the switches. This ain't for police and the prosecutors or politicians. Nah. This for those that push the put they up in the proper position. And they for the niggas who take the stand and work
for the feds. Hope you leave your house today and catch all the points in your head. Different Will Skrilla, my nigga, hit menace to Charlie Mack. First one to show you that these gangsters from Diacoretta. And we live by lyrics, that's why them people investigate. Loco in the head, think I need to speak to the head of state. Then Mr. Obama, my neighborhood filled with drama. Tell them majors and the punk ass patrolmen put on their armor, cause we banging them. Dollars for dope, we still exchanging them. The mail I leave a slave with the broken noose, I can't hang with them. House niggas of hip hop, nah. Fuck the shucking and jabbing. It's that Midwest murder on motherfuckers. Must I remind them, gangsta kids, gangsta kids, bitch, motherfucker. Nah, I'm slamming. Straight slam. Yeah, baby, I'm done, bitch.
You hoes got me fucked up.
Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies, man. Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies, man. Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies, man. Heard that he gave you the world, wouldn't get you shit, even if I gave a damn. Bumpin' sugar free in my 83 as I'm slangin' D. I make a bitch take a trip to push the shit from point A to B. Pay with me, get your head bust if you wanna. Done invaded niggas' homes, Georgia to California, MIA to NY. Straight killin', no feelin', straight out of GI. Bitch, you diss me, I bet I sent some bullets with my reply. Rap out and die, cause this industry know that the flow is fatal. When I'm making these magazine covers without no record label. Ask my nigga Rock, everything we eat is straight off the street. A fucking savage beast, I can't let them leave it. Dude, I can hear the slam. Go right back to the store, get my digits. If I hold my plug, ain't changing the prices. I just might stick him up, hit him up. Put the dog to his dome if he get the fines. Bitch, a sample of the dope you can try before you buy straight cheese.
Gotta make my moves, I don't hesitate. Foreclose and move on your real estate. Burn trash, I incinerate. Pen dancing, sliding over ice like it was laced with figure skates. Urban legend, toss a rhyme like lettuce dressing. Make an impression, get fresh, no second guessing. I'm visible, original like Michael Conception. My perception, only prescribed by permission. Chemical, I write novels like Charles Dickens. The plot thickens while you caught sleeping. Instrumentals move the crowd when I'm not speaking. Hesitate, make a mistake, I start creeping. From out the woody work, smack you out your hoodie shirt. While you sing like Levert, my fingernails dirt represents me.
I never hesitate, next up to demonstrate how I took a featherweight, title to the heavyweight. Tougher than the leather, I would carry on my vinyl crate. Rough around the edges, motherfucker, I ain't trying to race. Trying to get my mind straight to lace another banger. So I ain't constantly relying on these strangers. Trying to get my pace one off before my anger. Danger, two shots, one up in the chamber. I never hesitate to ride it like my resume. First word come to my brain, I said it's great. I said it's fake, I said it's fake. I said I laid the worm on the hook and set a fucking stake. My center space is my center of crime. I'm descending from a list of those who center they mind. I'm setting up a sentence and citing my prime. So every line is age but ain't a sign of the time. Step, step. Can't hesitate, head show me levitate, could show me meditate, tryna get my cheddar straight, ahead of my time, therefore I'm never late, could never be, got that prime Megatron pedigree, on a high echelon, could never get next to me, on the move, got legs like a centipede, you can meet me at the table like the Genovese, real boss, nigga, all will remember me, alchemist the evidence. This is evident with ghost fear. Them niggas roll thicker than the president. Make a move, nigga, why you being hesitant? You can die off the work that the devil does. If you cheese up, get up on my level, blood. If you hardcore, get up on my rebel, cuz. Pop him in the head like whatever was. He's a has-been, motherfucker, or never was.
Hey.
Hold on. Don't touch my carriage, please. This is my car.
Yeah.
Please don't. You can have it back. You cannot give me a ticket. I'm a lord.
Do you have any exemption from the council?
I have all the IDs I need. But I will not take this ticket. Sorry, I'm throwing it.
Doppel radio in the house. That was Step Brothers, No Hesitation, featuring Styles P. And if again, we're talking about evidence. If y'all haven't seen the evidence, no pun intended, but, you know, that he's really out here and been doing this thing for, man, gotta be 15 years or so now, at least. That's off that Step Brothers project. And that's definitely a hot album that came out this year. And again, it, just to hear good hip-hop. And again, universally, you go over to, you know, a Styles P, you know, East Coast, blends perfectly in there. And, you know, Alchemist, though, you know, he's been pretty consistent. He pretty, you know, he fucks with everybody as far as producing. I actually had the privilege of being at the Cats and Dogs, which is Evidence's album previously that he had put out. I went to the album release party in the Viper Room out here in L.A., and it was a very, very, I guess you could say, intimate show. They only sold about 80 tickets, and so everything was right there in front of you. Everything that was happening was, like, right there. And, you know, watching live music, to me, is the ultimate thing, and Evidence does a hell of a show. But Alchemist was there, Razzcast was there, you know, Dilated was there, Babu was spinning, you know, it was definitely a tight thing. And the awesome part about it was, too, because it was an album release party, they actually, when they were done, they not only did they go to overtime and took requests like it was a jukebox, but then afterwards they were like, yo, we're going to be here, you know, don't go anywhere. And they went and mingled with the whole crowd. Like everything they was doing, they was mingling. So, you know, definitely support to the people, you know what I mean, that still deal with the peoples. And I believe I got my special guest in the house. Love, Die For Radio, what's happening?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, just a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on our airways for sure. And big shout out to my dude, Todd Davis, because he was like, you know, I definitely got a surprise for you tonight, and I'm like, you know, I was excited. And then we have this wonderful world of technology that's at our disposal, and we're Facebook friends, so I saw that you were going to be.
I know. I was like, oh, I think I messed up a surprise. Like,
well, actually,
yeah.
Live shows, though, and it just kind of goes into the conversation. I actually got a chance to meet you not too long ago. You did a show when you had just dropped your album. You did a show with Miss Toy. I was there with Binky Mac up at Universal City Walk, Binky Mac and all from the I and Them. And you did a great show. You had a live band behind you, and it was just crazy. I was trying to remember the name of the place up there in Universal City Walk. But either way,
I think it was
a great show.
Lounge,
the album was great. But tell these people what's new with Neb Love.
Yo, this is Neb Love, a.k.a. Dirty Red. I'm working on my album, Cali Coastin'. I'm working on an album with a Swedish producer. I just went on tour to Europe and kind of just did a little introduction out there to the people. I'm working on a mixtape right now called Cali State of Mind. I'm back in the studio with the Five Footers. I'm in the studio with Toy. I mean, I do have a rock band. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get it in, man, trying to circle the globe.
I feel you. And I've been a fan of yours a long time, obviously. But to see you live with that band, I mean, I was really feeling it. And Binky were looking, and I were looking at each other like, man, this is hot. I mean, even from the beginning when the band was just starting to groove, I mean, it was definitely a dope show. What made you get into doing stuff with the band and live music?
Well, the band is called ATM, Addicted to Music. When I went on my first tour with Warren G, we had a band. Our second tour in Europe, we had a band. And it was, we had T Green, who's a dope bass player. He played on like Gin and Juice and The Chronic and Regulate. We had Ricky Rouse, who played on a lot of Tupac songs. So we had like a lot of vets in our band. And I knew at that point, like, rocking with a band was, like, the move. And I've had bands actually since – I've had bands since, like, 2000. It's just really hard to keep a band together. So, you know, when you can actually get some people and try to learn some songs and vibe together and it comes off dope, you know, that's what you get. So I hooked up with Norwood from Fishbone, who was, like, an OG bass player, and a couple of other cats from L.A., and we're going to do this ATM thing. And, you know, I'm just trying to finish up my rap album so I can get into my rock stuff. you know.
Absolutely.
It's a whole another level. So it's like to me, the band just takes your music up a notch, and it's awesome.
No, and that's kind of what I was going to ask right now, because you've been doing shows for a long time. You know, do you get a different feeling? And you've always done good music, so, you know, not taking anything away from you that you've done for hip-hop or anything, but do you get a different, like, vibe or feel or adrenaline rush when you have the live instruments playing behind you?
Yeah, I think definitely you get, I mean, playing with DJ is dope, you know, CD is cool, but when you got that band, it's so, to me, it's more organic. If anything can happen, it's like I don't have background singers. I mean, I had Nihai with me that night, so sometimes the five footers would come out and help me with my doubles and stuff like that. But for the most part, when you're with a band, everything is like it's not gonna sound like the CD. It's just not. It's going to be something different and magical unless they suck, you know. But most of the time, it's like. Me personally, I get like I get really excited when I'm with a band because it's just a different level of taking your music. You can like play with the band. You can kind of tell them what to play. You can stop them. You can take a song that's 3 minutes and make it 5 minutes. You know, so I mean, I actually just did a show recently, and it was with a band I never even performed with, and they didn't have the CD player, and the guy didn't tell me what was up. He was just like, oh, I forgot to tell you. And I'm like, okay. So I just kind of just jumped on stage with the band and kind of freestyled my show. But it was crazy because it came out, like, real sick. And, I mean, I guess I'm just really comfortable with musicians now. And I think that's something that you just have to – you either get it right away or it's something you learn, you know, learn how to do. Because a lot of times I don't play any instruments, so – I don't know if they're playing right or playing wrong. I just kind of go with whatever I feel. And if I don't like what they're playing, I'm like, yo, cut that. But if I do feel it, I'm like, yeah, let's roll with that. So I kind of leave, you know, the musical element up to my band as far as I'll play something for them and be like, okay, what's y'all interpretation of this? Let's take it to the next level. And then we just come up with something else. And I think that's, like, beautiful.
Yeah, and to say that too, that's interesting that you just had a band and you guys were able to blend. That means you're dealing with musicians like yourself. And I've seen, you know, especially out here in LA, I've seen a lot of hip-hop artists that try to do the band, you know, have a live band, but then they don't really know how to, you know, they think they can just go rap just like you would on the microphone in their studio or whatever like that. And you really got to have, you know, a lot of chemistry with the people, even if you don't know them musically. They got to have confidence in what you're doing, and you have to have confidence in what you know they're doing. How did you transition that from, say, the hip hop standpoint in studio to live shows, as well as you did, and as smoothly as you did?
I would definitely say, I guess, like I said, it just goes back to performing with Warren G, and actually being on stage. I mean. When we did those shows out there, we rocked stadiums, like for real. We rocked Paris, we rocked London, we rocked Amsterdam. We opened up for the Fugees one time. I mean, I've been blessed to perform for a lot of people early on in my career, and so it made me really comfortable. With the band, I realized, okay, I could play with the guitarist, and he could feed off of me, and I could feed off of him. So as I got my own bands coming up, I just kind of like follow their lead or just vibe. I'm the type of person that I write to music. I rarely will write an acapella, but I think you should write sometimes without music just to get your own melodies. But a lot of times melodies come to me when I'm listening to music. So
yeah.
The band, I freestyle. I mean, that's, you know, I grew up listening to Tribe Called Quest and MC Light and a group that really blew my mind in L.A. was Freestyle Fellowship. And I was like, who are these dudes, you know? And my friend was like, yo, they freestyle everything. They can look through a book and, you know, and they're my friends now, you know. But back in the day, I didn't know them. And so I said, well, I want to do what they do. And I started freestyling, like whatever was coming off my head. And I think when you're with a band, that's something that works for you, because if that band is kind of freestyling, unless that's your band, or unless you guys are so super tight, a lot of times bands are just kind of gelling and getting a rhythm and getting a groove and, you know, getting in that zone. And that's kind of, as an MC, you got to find that zone that band is in and try to fit in as your own instrument. And that's where I fit in. I feel like I'm a vocal instrument. So I just try to find my tones and go hard. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. Like, I get so excited when I think about performing live with the band, because it's just, it kills everything. And sometimes I even bring a DJ. Like, I had a DJ that night at Infusion Lounge. So, you know, I'm always bring hip-hop to whatever I do because I'm hip-hop. So,
yeah,
you know, whether it's a rock band or a jazz band or whatever band, I'm going to bring my element to that band, and then I'm going to just try to fuse it all together.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was actually kind of off the top that I came with those questions. I know we got, you know, the new tracks and the mixtape and everything, but it was just very interesting because, again, you've done it so well, you know, the transition. And another thing, you didn't necessarily, you know, did the transition. You still do both. And big shout out to Fishbone. Those are OGs in this music game that a lot of people don't know about.
Man, I'm telling, like, you know, Norwood, like, me and Norwood, that's my boy. Like, we go back. I was on a Truly Old Disgracious album with him, with Flea playing on it, and some other cats that I can't even tell you who they are, but they somebody that do music really well. But, you know, Norwood has always had my back, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he still has my back, and he's like, he's in a lot of bands, but he's like, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm down, I'm your bass player. And, you know, so to be able to have access to a Norwood, you know, T Green is out here, he's in LA right now, and I'm doing music with him in the studio, and he's killing it. I mean, I don't really mess with G-Funk too much, but with T Green coming back into my life, like, the stuff he's playing is like crazy, like the bass line, it's like, it gives you that same ride and feel. So it's just really an inspiring time for me right now. I'm watching a lot of independent artists, and I'm feeling myself and feeling my music again, and I'm just trying to get it out to the world because I got like a lot of music, and I just want to like share everything. So,
yeah, no, and again, I bring it up because you've done it so well. And, you know, and do the knowledge. I mean, some of these people got to know who Fishbone is, because if they don't, I do have a younger crowd that follows. And, no, and we talked about this a lot on the show. I, you know, I don't blame these dudes for being born in the year 2000 or anything like that. But, you know, if you want to know about music, actually go do the knowledge. Go do the research on it. But, yeah,
right,
so you
yeah.
know what? Well, I appreciate everybody on the line right now. Phone lines are blowing up. If you want to talk, you know, be sure to press 1 so I know to come to you. Everybody listening on the computers, call in 646-200-4945. We live with Neb Love putting it down. I'm going to go into this track real quick, and we're going to come back, take some callers. I definitely got some more questions for you. I'm going to bang this Starstruck with Miss Toy. Tell me a little about this track.
Well, we just did it like 2 days ago, like today and yesterday. So T Green came out there. I hope you don't kill me for playing it. But it's a dope song. It's this Iraqi dude on there, little Arab dude on there, and he's singing. T Green is from Detroit, so shout out Detroit on the track. And, you know, he came out here and was like, yo, Neb, lace this. I'm like, all right. I told him this toy, lace this. He was like, all right. And so that's what you got. You know what I'm saying? Two bad bosses and a dude from Iraq on a track. You know what I'm saying? Starstruck is going down. Neb Love.
World premiere on Doppel Radio right here.
World
Let's go.
World premiere. Thank you.
Cool baby in the Benz, moving in the wind. You telling your friends, wanna take a spin. I'm busy hustling, yeah, for the kids. And you can keep the fame, I just want the ends. I'm in the land of sin, shining like the lights. Pretty low key, don't wanna fight. About that life, that's what you like. Trying to get my name, wanna make me white. I'm a wild girl, yeah, and I keep it tight. Go hard, no sleep, yeah, that tight. She clean, switch so mean. Baby girl, she still seen. Without trying, I ain't lying. Up in my mix, boy, just I'm fine. Treat you good, make you laugh. I gotta laugh to hit you with an autograph. Like,
you looking like a model or a movie star.
Y'all drop in a room full of strangers. Make them all watch a chick walk from different angles. I can't blame them, went through different phases. Nothing I'm ashamed with, genuine and organic. Most can't stand it, so pretty much I'm flattered. If I ain't legitimate, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Miss Toy. You must have fell from the sky to bring me all this joy. Sent from heaven above to make us all smile. And I enjoy that more than once in a while. I see you curious and want to know about a queen. I'm a businesswoman, taking care of everything. And if we have time, I'd like to tell you what that means. But right now, King, I'm gonna be out to get my green.
You looking like a model or a movie star. And I wanna know who you are, yeah. Can I get your autograph? And don't forget to add your mask, oh. Starstruck, you ain't even famous, oh. I'm starstruck, and you ain't.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Rue, all from the eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Die Lansky.
Die For Radio and the place to be. I got my fam Neb Love in the house, definitely feeling that track. And that's a cool, just good sounding track. And I love, you know, that it's crazy because it's feel-good music, or I like to say it, feel-me-good music, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's a huge part of this West Coast vibe that we've had, have, and still need to continue. So, I mean, big shout-out to you. Big shout-out to Miss Toy. I'm really feeling that track.
Yeah, dope. Yeah, that's what's up. That was definitely a Detroit West Coast connection right there. So, you know, I mean, it's real rough off the presses, you know what I mean? But I wanted to let y'all just hear some of the stuff that we about to be dropping this year. Miss Toy got down on my mixtape as well. And so me and her, like, as a matter of fact, when I get off the phone with you, I'm about to rock this rock song. She just shot me through email. So, I mean, with all the computer stuff and internet, and, I mean, it's so amazing. I'm an engineer myself, so I record myself a lot of times, and it's just, I think it's just a beautiful thing that artists are just connecting. Even if I can't get to you, you send me something, I drop it, send it back. I mean, it's all a hustle and it's a grind, and I'm just trying to work with people that want to work straight up.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, have you, because I'm an engineer myself too, and producer and artist, you know, independently, obviously, but have you had a chance, this is just off the top right here, have you had a chance to engineer the band yet, track an album and do everything with everybody mic'd up, drums and everything?
No, not – hold on one second. I mean, I went to engineering school, so I have mic'd up a band, but we haven't actually hit the studio yet as far as my band. I've actually recorded with other bands, But I haven't hit the studio yet with my band, so that's what we're trying to put in motion right now. But it's going to be interesting. It should be fun.
Yeah, and the reason I bring that up is because I thought I was the gung-ho engineer. I was doing all this hip-hop, and everything was sounding good and this and that, and then I took a rock band job. And even though I knew what I was doing, it just was kind of like, oh, man, you know, I had to step off my high horse a little bit.
Recording a band is no joke. No, recording a band is very tedious, and you definitely have to know what you're doing. So I have people that I work with, so I would probably definitely bring other people in and have them do all that, because I want to focus. You know, sometimes I like being the engineer, and sometimes I just like being the artist and not having to worry about the technical stuff. So, but I'm always trying to learn. So if I'm in the studio and I'm not the engineer, then I'm definitely going to be looking over your shoulder trying to find out what's popping.
Absolutely. That's the way to be. Definitely, everybody, we appreciate everybody tuning in. If you want to talk, be sure to press 1. You know what I'm saying? Everybody online, it's real easy to dial 646-200-4945, live on Doffo Radio with Neb Love. I'm going to hit the 724, caller 724. You're with Pioneers on Doffo Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's good, everybody? Man. Crazy, man. I just called in. I just got in the house. I'm listening to the show walking in the door.
That's what's up. Well, 724, you calling from PA. You got any questions for the guest of the hour?
Oh, man, shoot. I'm kind of lost questions right now because I'm kind of out the loop. I didn't get to do my homework. But, man, much respected, though. But much respect that I get to talk to you, man. It's I'm holding it down for my own peoples, man, up in PA, man, repping the West, man, definitely.
That's what's up. We'll definitely appreciate you rocking with Die For. We can get into another track, and while we do that, you can, you know, hop on Google, whatever you got to do to research the homie, because she's definitely been putting in work. Like she said, you know, Europe tours with Warren G, G-Funk, and still got her own stuff going right now. And having a band, and you know, again, I love it. I love it that there's live music being played, and I think a lot of what's out right now, mainstream wise, and I'm not saying everything. I'm not trying to have that big conversation like, oh, whack hip hop, but I think it's lost a lot of music, even what they're doing in instrumentals. You know, and growing up, you know, we all listened to all sorts of music, but loved hip hop and applied that to hip hop. You know, but to go into the question, where do you see hip-hop in the next couple years and not even like 10 years? I mean, the next 2 or 3 years.
I mean, I actually see it becoming more musical. I think that there are artists trying to blend the band and the hip-hop together. You know, Lupe Fiasco does it. A lot of these cats are going out right now on tour, and they're doing it with the band. Not everybody, I think, can do it in a way where it's so exciting, you know, but I'm inspired. I mean, when I saw Kendrick Lamar with Imagine Dragons on the Grammys, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I was trying to explain my vision of my music. And when I saw that, that's what I was like, yeah, that's what I'm, hey, when I rock with my band, I want fools to feel like that. Like, that made me just want to just go crazy, that combination. So, I mean, I think that hip-hop as a whole is just going to be getting wider, a range of different types of music. I think there's definitely right now, I mean, you got a lot of dumbed-down music that's been going on for the last 5 years. You know, a lot of artists that aren't really saying much. And it's all about the beat. It's always been about the beat. No matter what, people want to dance, people want to feel good, you know, and then they might get into your lyrics. But it's just to the point now where people don't, I mean, they could say whatever, and people are just like, yeah, it's the beat. I think it's going to get back to artists having something to say, or better artists outshining the artists that aren't as lyrical. And, you know, I mean, that's what I hope. When I went over to Europe, I saw their appreciation for the old school hip-hop. And you know, yeah, they like the trap music. They like the, you know, they like, because I was doing like crazy trap beats over there and, you know, all kind of different songs that I mean, I do all kind of different songs. But at the same time, you know, we used to have a lot of most, you know, we had the Mos Def and the Talib Kweli. Like our generation, I feel like, was brought up with Tribe and with N.W.A. Even though N.W.A. was gangsters, they were saying F the police, and they were, like, standing up for their cities. And, you know, they was talking about the hood. So it wasn't just about dancing and you know, just it's a different generation, you know what I mean? You got, like, kids that came up listening to Eminem, so they just battle cat kids. They just battle. You know, that's their lyrical content. Then you got the kids that just come up and they just want to dance and they don't really want to think about nothing but smoking, drinking, lean, you know. And it's like, that's crazy to me because, like, I got cough syrup all day, but I take it when I get sick. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, take it to get high. So I don't understand that movement, but it is a movement, and it's, you know, it's killing people, and it's just like, dang, you know, I would like to just see more MCs kind of uplifting people and not just, we could party all day, but I mean, like, teach me something, too. So at
yeah,
some
no, but
point
I think
in your
honestly, it is, and it's so, it's crazy because growing up, again, like I said, not to repeat myself, but we grew up listening to all sorts of different music, jazz, funk, soul, blues, you know, boogie-woogie, classical music, all sorts of stuff that we applied to hip-hop, you know, even though
right.
the hip was our love. But the kids, and again, I can't blame them for being born in a certain year. That is what it is. But we used to also have to, whether it was records we were listening to or then, you know, once we're into hip-hop, you actually had to go buy the CD or the tape, you know what I'm saying, or the record or whatever you do, and you actually listened to music.
Right.
And now...
Exactly.
And now you have it to where it's on YouTube. They could access all the music we grew up listening to with our parents and everything, and they don't do it. So what do we do? Because I love what you're talking about. What do we do to try to spread that knowledge a little bit?
I mean, I just think that you can't – I mean, you know, I got a younger brother and a younger sister, and I've partied, I've lived, I've done a lot. And at the end of the day, they got to experience their own – pass. So I feel like as far as the people that's still in the game, that's older, that vets, that know better, it's like all we can do is be true to our art form and speak our mind and hope that they listen. You know, I try to involve youngsters in what I'm doing. I definitely support independent artists. I mean, I'm feeling Dizzy Wright right now. He's a dude out of Vegas. But you know, he's dope. You know, I had a really long conversation with Tech N9ne a year ago, and he was just talking to me about the independent game and just how he survived in it and how he's made money and, you know, just kind of letting me know, like, man, don't stop, you know, because regardless, like, every show you do, you gain a new fan, and whether it's one person or 5,000 people, you need to, you know, give your all. Don't just go out like, there's nobody there. Like, always come with it. So I just think, you know, you got to lead by example. That's what I can do. That's what I'm going to do. And I think with my band, I'm going to just take it to another level. I've never been into trying. This was crazy because they'll try to twist your words, but I'm going to say this for real, though. We used to be signed to Def Jam, okay? And we had a conversation with one of the Def Jam heads, and they told me and my partner, y'all not showing enough ass. Y'all need to show some more cleavage. Y'all not, you know, like, for real. Like, you know, they were like, yo, y'all need to show some body. What's up? And we like, dude, we from Cali, like, we on some B-girl stuff. We ain't even tripping over that. But that's still going on today, and I've never been into that. I'm older now, so I'm feeling more like a grown woman. So, yeah, I don't mind getting sexy, but back then it was kind of like that wasn't what I was trying to just throw out there like that. And I still don't think that you have to do that to be heard or be seen. So, I mean, I got to lead by example, and I don't, you know, I got locks. I'm trying to keep it as natural as possible. I don't want no surgery, no butt surgery, no. I got a big chest, so I don't need that. But you know what I'm saying? It's like no surgery swag. You know what I mean? It's just the game is crazy now, and it's like I'm gonna just try to stay natural and organic within it. That's all I can do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we let you go, I'm gonna play this other track, and then we can let you give some last shout outs and definitely enjoy your night. But I want to play the Shake It for Me because it's definitely, a premiere. So let's go ahead and go into that real quick, and I'm going to come right back with you and let a couple of these callers holler at you too. And just blessed to have you here. Conversation, the whole thing. Yeah, this is Neb Love right now, Die For Radio, Shake It For Me. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get along with me.
Shake it for me. Do whatever you wanna do. Shake it for me. Come and act and fill it in and your crew might just shake it for me. I ain't got no time, I dip, I love it with me. Shake it for me. Everybody, hands up. Shake it for me. Shake it for me. We bouncing, we rocking up in this spot. We feeling it, we loving it. We smug this, discover this. Chick, respect me like a governess. Don't trip though, we rip so. BBS makes slips low, we dip low. Still the time, quick like she a klepto. Take it back like retro, I'm high up on a metro. Represent your set, yo. Yeah, get you wet, bro. Shake for high stakes, I'm out to break it, break your neck, yo. We trapping, they clapping. You looking silly like, damn dog, what happened? We organizing, strategizing to take the plan. We all like too much ATH and y'all can't stand it. Shake it for me, do whatever you wanna do. Shake it for me, come at us. Shake it for me. I ain't got no time to tip. I love it when we shake it for me.
Think that it's only one chick that rocks, but I'm in this to go crazy. I pop my click, sick as hell. Say models that like the bra quick. Shake it, shake. Waking it, babe. But we out for the cake. We grind money to take, money to make. We on your stay, on your play, out of the gate. Stretching like melee, making them all shake. Out of the box, cake, so we all shake. We wild starting this. Don't get targeted. I'm a beast on the mic, I go all night. Slaughter hits, it's no argument. Salute like sergeants, get live out of my hive. I get them all hyped like we up in the parliament. On stage, taking a dive. Got your girl shaking a thigh.
Making them cry.
Cali and Y shake it. In ATL they shake it. In Texas they can shake it. If you're feeling, just get naked.
Cool. Shake it for me, do whatever you wanna do. Shake it for me, tell me if you're feeling it. Shake it, boy.
Radio in the house, world premiere right there, Shake It For Me, Neb Love from the Five Footers. Definitely great music coming out. We're looking forward to hearing what you got going, especially with the band and the album and the mixtape. So definitely keep us in the loop and keep feeding us the tracks so we can get them spun for you. And we just, again, just appreciate your time. I'm honored to have you on the airways, but definitely give some last shout-outs and your social networking information so people can follow you. And then if you don't mind, I'd love to get a Die For Radio drop from you that I could definitely,
sure,
you know, get it. So go ahead, give your last shout-outs.
Hi. I want to shout-out the five-footers, first off. Jeff Skills, Cobra Red, Knee High, K-Bar, IME. It's going down. I want to shout-out T-House, who produced Shake It For Me, Tony Green, that produced Starstruck, Miss Toy, the whole West Coast, all of Cali, because I got that Cali state of mind. Shout out New York. I love my East Coast people, too. I got family in Philly. It's going down. Family in Jersey. What's up? Shout out the UK. Shout out Bulgaria, Sweden, Prague, because they had me recently. Germany, London, Australia. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to reach the globe. Africa was popping. I just want to say what's up to everybody that's doing their thing and representing. Stay beautiful and stay love. Die For Radio, baby. Dirty Red in the building.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We really appreciate you. I'm going to be definitely talking with you behind the scenes so I can make sure when you're about to drop the mixtape and the album that we hold you down here at Die For Radio and Die For Productions and get that information out to the people.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah. And y'all can reach me. Y'all can get me. All you got to do is type in NEBLUV. It's real simple. Neb Love, which stands for Never Ending Black Love, just so, you know, y'all know that. But that's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. You'll find me on Facebook. All you got to do is Google your girl, Neb Love. She'll pop up somewhere. Dirty Red is all over the map. Holla at me if you want to buy my CD. You can go to bandcamp.com, Neb Love. You can hit me up on SoundCloud under Neb Love. Download music for free there. I mean, it's going down, man. Just holla at me. Check the Five Footers page out on Bandcamp. We just dropped a mixtape, you know.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Music everywhere. Like you said, stay in the studio. We appreciate you, and thank you for blessing us with your time.
Thank you for having me, sir.
No problem, no problem. Definitely Neb Love in the house, the Five Footers. And on that note, I got my next special guest in the house, OG DeFarwi, the OG West Coast lyricist. What's happening, big homie?
Oh, man, what's good with it?
Ooh, man, we just had, you know, great little session with Neb Love. You know, Five Footers in the house, G-Funk in the house.
That's CA all day. You know, I know Neb, and much respect to her and the whole Five Footers, and, you know, it's West up from the chest up.
Absolutely. Neb, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up. Shout out to Far Ride. What's up? Let's get that word
up,
in, baby.
Yeah, what's up, girl? How you?
I'm good, you know. I'm up in the city, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to keep it pretty.
Yeah, that's what's real good.
But yeah, I'm gonna hit you soon, so I'm gonna check your interview now though.
Yeah, let me know what's going on.
That's what's up, baby. One love.
Bringing the West Coast vets on the line, but big shout out to her. But DeFarwi in the house, and I gotta tell you, homie, you know, being an independent artist myself, you know, I grew up in, you know, the '80s and '90s, and listening to good music. I have to say, inspirational wise, for an artist like myself, you were one of a few, and I only have inspirational that are like, man, that's my shit. I mean, I consider, you know, Focus Daily one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time, to tell you the truth.
Man, thank you.
And I'm saying that on, you know, I know I have this platform here, but on a fan, I just think it's still important for hip-hop. So much substance back then, and being a West Coast MC and to be that lyrical. I mean, where did you get that from?
Well, my initial influences, you know what's crazy is, like, I started off DJing in the seventh grade. That was my b-boying was spinning the turntables. And then I didn't write a rhyme until really I heard Rakim, you know. He was kind of my inspiration to write a rhyme. My favorite MC as a young cat was like Slick Rick, you know what I mean? So, and then I was just such a lover of the music from a DJ perspective. The beauty of DJs is what people don't understand is a true DJ always does two things. They play for the people. They never play for themselves. They play for the people. And then two, they're real, like, music aficionados. You know what I mean? Like, so I can delve into whether it's straight ahead jazz all the way to Hall & Oates to Parliament Funkadelic, all the way up to Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? I can cover the whole gamut of music, you know, and as a true music lover. So to be lyrical, that was just more so the pocket of time that I came out in. A lot of MCs that was in the forefront of things, your Lakim Shabazz and your Chill Rob G's and just the Gang Starr and the, just that whole era, the music had to be meaningful, you know, because we was wearing black medallions and we was had high top fades and the bi-level high top fades and all that other good stuff, and it was a impression of black consciousness that was rooted in the music,
yeah,
at the time, you know what I'm saying. Whereas now, that's absent, you know what I mean. It's probably at the all time low for consciousness, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree, but, you know, also, too, I mean, and I was just saying this to Neb, and I said it to other guests, you know, we grew up actually listening to other music, though. You know, whether
right.
it was records from your parents or, but also, too, you didn't have the digital era where you could preview everything or YouTube it. You know, you actually
right.
had to go buy it to whether to know it was good or not. But I think,
right.
you know, growing up with a lot of different music makes
that's,
a huge
that's what,
difference.
That's
you know,
what
you loved hip-hop, but you also loved the classics.
That's exactly what I'm prefacing. I mean, like my Motown collection is stupid. You know what
Ooh.
I mean? Or like my lowrider collection, my real lowrider, because people don't understand. Brothers was lowriding before all these, before everybody. And people don't understand that. All them Dub Magazine, lowrider shows, and all that stuff that became lowrider culture is basically black music. That's all Delphonics, Shy Light, Stylistics. I keep going down the line. Temprees, The Moments. You know, so I'm real, you know, deeply entrenched in the crooner era of music as well. And then, you know, I'm like, man, I'm ever revolving, you know, unending, you know, 360 degrees of just a fan of music, man. You know, no one music do I limit myself to listening to, you know what I'm saying? So that's where my music appreciation comes in more so. And with hip hop, it was just the time and the beats. That's what everybody, you know, that's what we was on. We was trying to make something that wasn't necessarily, of course, everybody want to go platinum and make a bunch of money. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're a pro, you consider yourself a pro and you don't say that you want to have a hit, I mean, really? Come on, that's
yeah.
like playing in the league. That's like playing in the league saying you don't want to make the All-Star game. That's like playing
yeah,
in the league.
And I actually had a little argument, a little social networking argument with somebody because he – and it actually kind of struck me wrong because he posted, and he was like, you know, I just want – first off, he doesn't do good music, but that's besides the point. But he's like, I just want to get good music. I don't care about the money. And I'm like,
right.
really? Because even if someone doesn't like the job, they're there because they're making money. But you're here because you want to be here. Supposedly this is your passion. You don't want to make money with it? That doesn't show passion
right.
to me.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. You know what I'm saying? Literally. And
yeah.
figuratively. So,
and figuratively, yeah. So I got to ask,
yeah.
too, because I read something about this a while ago. We was talking about evidence not too long ago, and he's
yeah.
going to be on the show very soon. But I heard something. I think I read something back in the day. When you would come out with a single, I forget the name of it, but that was like evidence's first start. He had produced that beat, correct?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Bionic.
Yeah. That is it. So that was
yeah.
like – really one of Evidence's first really things he had got published at the time, correct?
Definitely. And he put me on, I mean, well, we put each other on the map, so to speak, at the time. They were already in a deal at Immortal Records at that time, Dilated.
Yep. Yep.
And we
okay.
were all on the same Next Chapter album, which was like,
okay.
you know,
okay.
That's when labels had them records where they was trying to sign 20 artists, so they just put out a record featuring all the artists on a single deal, and then they dropped like 98% of them, right?
Yep.
Tommy Boy did the same. Yeah, Tommy Boy did the same thing. But that was Ev's one of his first impressions that really and we reached, man. Our reach spanned across the world with that song. I performed that song. Jesus, it's a staple of mine. All over the world, man. And just people really love that song. It's, for some reason, you know, Focus Daily, by the way, is a top 50 album in Europe, Juice Magazine, of all time, like a top 50 hip-hop album of all time.
And I bet, because it's in the top 50 of mine here in L.A.
Man, that's awesome, and thank you. And it's funny how it created a paradigm in itself. I never, you know, I never built it to do that, but the beauty of it is the artists, we don't make the music for ourselves. We make the blessing is the people choose you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't choose yourself. The people choose you. And if God is that good, where the people choose your creative impressions and your creative gifts that you give to them, and they choose it and they run with it, then you know that's something to be recognized. So, Focus Daily, Bionic, was really the record that made that album happen.
Okay. Well, you know what? But look, you said it though. It's you didn't think there was going to be a staple like that. And like you said, top 50 in Europe. I mean, that's huge, because I always think, no matter what, as an independent artist, and I've been doing it a long time as well, not as long as you, but it's always harder to sell music in your own hometown, if you will, or even in your own radius. When you go out there, it's amazing the support you get. And you'd be like, man, I didn't even think it was going to be like that, because I just got the homies supporting me over here or whatever it might be at the time. But you also came from an era where sounding different and being a different artist was important. That's how you were recognized. A lot of people sound the same right now, and that's how they get famous. I mean, from everything you guys did, I mean, you personally, you know, Feel the Agony, Tash the Licks. I mean, everything you guys had was so lyrical, and I loved it, because growing up on the West Coast, obviously I have a huge passion for West Coast music. How can you not live out here? Summertime, barbecues, palm trees, good trees, you know what I'm saying, our whole lives, you know what I'm saying? Also, on the East Coast part of it, I was a huge Boot Camp fan and Duck Down fan.
All
and
day.
Obviously, when you go to the East Coast, it
guys.
Does. So obviously it gets a little more lyrical. So then when I first heard like you and the Licks and how, you know, big shout out to King T, it was like, oh my, this is the best of both worlds right here. Here's some West Coast artists, you know, Razzcaz, you know what I'm saying, Exhibit. You know, these are cats that really, really are true MCs that can go globally to whatever. So I'm not surprised it's top 50, because that's a universal hip-hop album.
Well, you know, thank you. And more so, I think what added to that is the footwork that we put in. We put in, you know, I toured for like 13 years, man, easy. And we put in a lot of footwork to give the people the, you know, that's what we had specialized in. You know, X took it to that next level out of our crew and went platinum. And, you know, he's the one artist that did that. But everybody else had to pretty much feed their bellies through live performance, you know?
Yeah.
And X is one of the most dynamic live performers that I had ever worked with, in fact. But I think a lot of the footwork that we put in is what helped, especially in Europe, because we've been in Europe so much, and shutting shows down, from big, gigantic shows like Hip Hop Camp in Prague to, you know, performing in front of like 50 people. And it never mattered to me, because it was all a workout. It was all the fact that I'm just blessed to see these places, be out here in front of these people, all in the name of rap, dude.
Yeah.
In the name of rap music. Like my passport, I'm on my third passport because of rap, homie. You know what I'm saying? And
no,
that,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that to me is just an incredible blessing, man. You know, because that's a craft that you let my grandmama tell it, rest in peace. Boy, what you doing rapping? You know what I'm saying? You need to be putting your degrees. You know, how come you're not using your degrees? How come you're not doing this? You went to two good schools, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. You know, but it's funny, you know, in my good years and bringing in the cheese and coming in from out of town and gallivanting and seeing all these places, all of a sudden that sentiment, you know, kind of changed. And it's funny because you see it over years and years. You're like, this dude is really a pro. He's really a pro at what he does.
Yeah.
You know?
And
all off of rapping, homie.
No, absolutely. And I got a special request. I used to have a co-host rocking with me, DeFari, my dude Mav4. He was unfortunately in a real bad car accident the other night.
Oh, no.
I mean, he broke both his legs in multiple places, both his arms, shit in his back, his ribs. I mean, he's been in surgery last couple days. But his girl has the computer on for him right now in the hospital, and he was able to say he wants to hear this liquid rhyming. So I'm going to go into this Tony Touch real quick, and we got callers
that
definitely will blow up, you know, talk to you. I also got some of your new music and definitely going to do this. But big shout-out to my co-host, Mav4. He wants to hear this Tony. He wants to hear this Tony Touch while I got the man on the line, the Far Rider, West Coast OG. So don't go anywhere. We come up right back. Doffle Radio. Here's the liquid rhyming featuring Exhibit Tash and DeFari for my dude Mav4.
Yes, sir. Yo, Mav4, if you ain't on too much dope, man, I hope you get better.
Oh, go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, am I still on air?
Yeah, you on air?
Oh yeah, yo, Mav4, man, if you're not on too much dope right now, man, this is DeFari, man. God bless you, brother. I hope you get better, man. Sorry for your accident. And, man, I really hope you get better, man, and enough respect to you, man, and your family, man. Peace and love, brother.
That's what's up. That's what's up right there. DeFari, I got the OG in the house. I'm excited. West Coast, stand up. Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
Forever, it's a liquid MC. From now and forever, it's a liquid MC. Now and forever, it's a liquid MC. Now and forever, it's a liquid MC. Liquid MC.
Danger, Wild West Ranger, rearrange the mark ass stranger. Behold, the look on my face, stone cold, with a red cowboy style that never grow old. I'm the Golden State Bear with a rough flair plus debonair. Time for me and mine, but for any kind, I can't care. Stormy weather, rain, liquid. Before I go on Tony Toca, Tash and Exhibit. Break necks, bounce with it when I spit it. Knocking this jam is a form of calisthenics. Let it knock when you mash it down the block. Rims fake with the car wash. Watch the bitches stop. And look, always stay 5 steps ahead. Party works while you tricks lay in bed. Dead to the world, but hey, Roo, he be the sun. Always burning, cause my job is never done. Run from one time, I'd rather dump an AK. That's for all the black and brown that got carried away to the morgue. When I look in the mirror, I see the law.
Since niggas wanna set trip, it's time to start the checklist. Tap the liquid rhyme, I'm running through your city reckless. Blame it on the Hennessy, we drink that shit for breakfast. My style be standing out like my homie Tony Checklist. This is flawless rawness for you ballers. Nah, fuck y'all, this is for my drunken alcoholers. Nah, fuck that, this is for my homie Tony Touch. I told you, homeboy, we come through in the clutch. New York, LA, it's not the same thing. Y'all niggas rob out here, we gangbang. Guns through the ammo, niggas think they Rambo. Standing on the corner with their khakis and they flannel. Damn, yo, flow sound just like G's. Who won the battle? 3 G's for T's. Please read it off the list of the Aki bum rusher. I fuck you up so bad, Tony wouldn't wanna touch ya. I fuck you up so bad, Tony wouldn't wanna touch ya. So bad, Tony wouldn't want to touch.
Let's get up close and personal, malicious, shit vicious. I bang bitches, you might find yourself missing tonight. Rapping tonight, keep it at the house, but ain't fucking it right. Got you stuck in the headlights, can't move. Impact is all of a sudden vehicular homicide, but I ain't stopping for nothing. Me and my cousin strong buttons and playing the dozens. Pushing and shoving leads to getting socked and rolled up. Like a nigga with a mask and a gun, hold up. Rappers act like they ain't gonna die. The small fry try to reply, don't touch what you ain't gonna buy. I ain't gonna lie, motherfucker love to get high, barely get by with scraps and pennies. Now we winning Grammys and Emmys and party with the Henny and Remy. Got a Big Bang Theory, nigga keeping it hot. It's the art versus the pros and cons, stacking the knot.
Let me show some of my skills here.
I'm
Damn, what a banger right there. The Far Right Cash and Exhibit. Man.
Yeah.
Tony
Touch.
How did
Touch,
that project come together as far as Tony Touch? Did he, you know, he hit you guys up? Because, and that's what I was talking about, the East Coast. And you said earlier, you know, you were originally
Well, you know what happened? Yeah, well, what happened was Chris Atlas, respected Chris Atlas, he had made that happen via Tony Tucker, because I think Tony Tucker had a deal over there, too, when I was on Tommy Boy. And so we just connected the dots. And then Tony Touch was already down with the licks, you know, with my G's. So we just all connected the dots, man. And, you know, that was a good time in the hop right there. That was a good time in the hop. You could see we came out the starter blocks on that one. Everybody was running, you know.
That was crazy.
Everybody
and
was
from an era,
up.
Too, where you had to buy the CDs again. So I'm
a fan
of all hip-hop, you know what I mean? So excited about the CD. Got a lot of respect for Tony Touch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all day.
But when you get to hear the Liquid Crew, and I'm just a big Liquid Crew fan, so, you know, whatever. But, you know, but something like that, you feel the energy from the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Just the fact that you said that, I got to take another shot of Jack right now, man.
That's what's up. But how did the whole you getting with Tash and them, Raz, I mean the whole Liquid Crew, how did that thing how did all that come together back in the day?
Well, originally, man, what happened was, and excuse me, cheers to all y'all listening out there.
Cheers. I just drank some of my Heineken. Let me cheer.
Yes, sir. Ooh, it's biting. what happened was they had heard, well, Big Up was my first record. See, Big Up is before Bionic. And Big Up, E. Swift did with me.
Okay.
Me and E. Swift made that record happen, and that was it. I was Liquid Crew from then on. You know, so E. Swift is to be credited, really, for my very first impression. You know, and if people go back in 95 and they get the Next Chapter album on Immortal Records, they'll see my very first impression. Big Up the Black, Big Up the Ballers, and the Tony Act. You know, and that's it was real muddy. That beat is muddy, and I was coming off, man. I was spitting on there, man, and you know, I was Liquid ever since, you know. And the thing about me, I got a work ethic that, you know, is somewhat unparalleled. So I came into the crew really no hassle. I came into the crew hassle-free. It's like getting a free agent that, wow, this dude can really go. You know what I mean? And he works out off the court. So I was, you know, just pretty much running. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now I got to ask, too, because, you know, Cover Focus Daily, you had Lakers jersey on pretty much, even though it said the Far Right. You're in front of the Forum. I've heard a lot of metaphors and stuff in your rap talking about basketball. Did you grow up playing basketball as well?
Yeah, I played CIF Southern Section, you know.
Okay.
I played my era. I played with quite a few dudes who went to the league, like Chris Mills and Adam Keefe, dudes like that. So, yeah, I grew up balling. I hooped, and I ran some track. My dad ran track for UCLA. So I triple jump, long jump, ran the quarter. Now, being super dad, my two daughters, they following in the Johnson line. You know, they're big-time club soccer players, and they run track as well. So, you know, just trying to keep it going. My grandpops high-jumped against Jackie Robinson and, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's a few isms.
Something about the prime? I could have sworn you said something about the prime.
I talked about my gramps in a rhyme, yeah, definitely. And Burn Big, I talk about my granddad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, okay, I'm going to go to some more music, and our call lines are starting to blow up. People are starting to press one, so I definitely want to let them holler at you. But I'm going to go.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm going to go into a track two. That I already had queued up, Spell My Name, and I really want people to hear this. And I know, you know, it's
probably my biggest record.
Yeah, but this is hot. If y'all ain't see the video, like, go even just look at the video. just the whole, everything was perfect. I'm definitely feeling this track. I'm going to come back and take some calls.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Far right in the house. Spell his name. You about to
get
it. Doffel.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yeah, it's that killer shit, boy. Ha! Tight! Move out the way! Fell from the sun with a fire tongue. Burned 1,000 beats plus I'm wanted for 50 tons.
A brawl!
Pure, uncut dope. My rhymes are Colombian coke, lethal choke.
Ah.
Shake up the streets, the earthquake. 310 King, yeah, that nigga ill with wordplay.
Now,
straight to the top, grind double flip, stack chip. Stay away from the cops.
Why?
They hate us, they're the worst of devils. The Romans hated Jesus like the police treat us.
Dang.
That's all that I got to give. A lot of artists don't deserve a full ride scholarship to this.
Dang.
A lot can be figured out. I think to myself, why you drink whiskey and get it stout? Who's to
blame?
It's the cowboy in me, man. Joy and pain. Make sure you get it right. Spell my name.
I am the D-E-L-A-R. I am the D-E-L. Come on. And ride.
Came in the game, lost the royal name. Drop focus daily, now I'm wanted for more of the same.
Pure,
raw, supreme level flows. 24 karat gold, look and behold. Beat the Los Angeles streets for heat. Travel 50 states, burn crowds like cooked meat.
Fire,
explosive material, I shot you in the ear. But you don't hear me though, now you're
mine.
I walk with the best of them, talk with the best of them. Fuck all the rest of them, take your
time.
Young man with big plans, we advance. Put the cash in my hand, man, I ain't fucking playing.
Now,
how you like me, chump? Come through your town and I fuck shit up. Now the cars all
pale.
Cause my CD bump. And the streets like, yeah, that nigga, hey, woo, woo. Spell my name.
I am the D-E-L-A-R. I am the D-E-L. Come on. And ride with the D-E-L-A-R.
The far
ride. I am the D-E-L-A-R.
Shook up the world, parted the sea. Always felt like Muhammad Ali. Proud and
black,
red and green, the flag of a nation of millions. They can't hold us back. Oh, it's like
that.
Pace the room like a five-star general. Holding on to that weak shit, man.
Let it go down.
I've been sent to ease all your misery. It's official, I'ma lead you through the new century.
Wow.
Wow, it's right. You're in safe hands with Allstate. When I grab the mic, break.
Why?
Lose all sight. The pit's going crazy as bananas tonight. They must want
my
public opinion. Attention, attention. All those who's listening. The man gets
down.
Hold your position. Dump ammunition. Again, I must mention. Spell my name.
I am the D-E-F-A-R. I am the D-E-F. Come on. And ride with the D-E-F-A-R.
The far ride.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Film Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio. Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2. Check this out, man.
Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die 4 Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, Jay with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die 4 Radio. You know what it is.
For radio in the house. I got my OG homie, the Far-Ride, rocking out with us.
Yes.
And my homie over here is looking at me crazy because I'm sitting here when the song's playing, just rapping the whole thing, but like, looking at me like looking at me like I'm a fool or so. But it's all good, man. I'm rocking out the good hip hop, man. So tell DeFar, tell these people a little bit about this latest mixtape that was dropped.
Yeah.
The lost tapes, like the West of them lost tapes.
Yes, sir. Well, first, before I even get into that, you know, that's an Evidence production. That Spelled My Name, and that was one of my biggest imprints. You know, to Spell My Name, and that's just such a great song. It's timeless. Every time I do it at a show, just people go off. You know what I mean? The new mixtape is called Local Like the West of Them, y'all. Local Like the West of Them. You'll see me on the cover with the NASCAR bottle of the Moet, and you can get it at DatPiff, datpiff.com. Just search DeFarai, and you can download the whole mixtape, 22 songs for free. 22 songs for free. We're giving it away. Man, and it's a bunch of unreleased material that I had. A couple joints from the newest Liquid Junkie album is on there. Puro is on there. The video that I did, Lip Service is on there, which is another single we're going to release off of there. And it's just, man, it's just one of those imprints that I just wanted everybody to have. I was sitting on a bunch of music. I had a bunch of new music. And so I just put it out and let people run with it. But you'll see me at the Golden Globes on the cover with the NASCAR bottle of the Moet, Local Like the West of Them, the lost tapes of Rudy D.
Absolutely, absolutely. And while we're on that tip, though, you got a Twitter and everything? Because I know people are writing shit down right now and getting all your information.
Yes,
you got a website or anything they can follow you at?
It's easy. You can follow me at Mr_DeFarai. That's my Twitter handle, Mr_DeFarai. That's my Instagram handle, Twitter handle. It's all the same thing. Mr_DeFarai. It's easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to go to a caller real quick. You know what I'm saying? Definitely representing 562 in the house. You live with OG DeFarai, Powerful Radio. What's happening?
What's good, sir? What's good? Drodian's in the house. Right. Killer Ron in the building. What's up, Lansky?
What's up?
What up, homie? We just chilling. Join hip-hop. You already know how it goes down.
Hey, I'm just doing the knowledge and listening to legends, sir. Just doing the knowledge and listening to legends.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Don't age me so tough, though, my G. But I'm gonna take it, though. I'm taking all compliments. You out of that? Taking them all.
For sure.
But the timeless MC, so Killer Ron, I ask you, I mean, you're hearing music. Spell my name. Apologies that I don't have my facts. But DeFar, what year was that?
Spell My Name is, because that's off of Odds and Evens.
Yeah, so 2006.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 2005, 2006, you got it.
And Killer Ron, could that not be a new song right now that would just be going crazy?
Man, at this point, it could be because, like, people don't know about the 90s so much. And the 90s, I just think that's like the staple of hip-hop, man, as far as, like, bars and lyrics.
Yeah.
And now it's just evolved, man. That's how we do it. I mean, every time I hear a Lansky track or I hear a Sneak Rothstein track or I hear one of my tracks, it's just the 90s, but it's evolved and more, like, elevated. And that's why all the 90s rappers can come back and just blow everybody out the water. But then I'm not sure everybody.
From what he's saying, though, DeFarai, okay, obviously we're all fans here. Musically, you're incredibly talented. Lyrically, incredibly talented. Do you think if you say the mainstream part of the game right now and almost like an outside-looking-in thing as far as hip-hop, do you think they ready for you the way you rap to just drop some crazy shit on them? You think this game is ready for that?
Well, you know what's crazy is it's a, it's a, is somewhat paradoxical because I think I sound somewhat antiquated in today's formula, you know, because today's formula is more melodic driven.
Yeah.
Without the lyrical substance, you know what I mean? Yet and still, I hear several lyrical exhibitions that make me chuckle in the car. You know, my whole rubric always as a fan of the music was, am I going to chuckle a couple times while you rhyming? If you give me the laugh a couple times while you rhyming, then okay, I'm like, oh, you feel me? Like, I'm rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? and because that's going to catch me, you know, right off the bat. So I think Spell My Name. Do I think it could fly? You know what's funny, and this is gonna really probably make the both of y'all laugh. But say if Drake came out with Spell My Name today, oh, it's gonna fly straight to the top.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
See what
I mean,
I'm saying?
You are
it's gonna fly straight to the top. But if the Farrah comes out with it, well, yeah, it's that underground, you feel me?
Underground though, to me, I don't know. We're from a time where underground was king, and I think the underground movement now is still just as big, but because the way technology is with the internet, I just think the mainstream is even that more in your face. It's like you're dealing with two mainstreams. You have the mainstream you got to deal with that's actually still selling physical CDs and stuff like that and doing the shows and the merchandise, and then you have their entity on the internet as well that you have to deal with.
Well, I guess what I'm touching upon is still the machine dictates validity is what I'm trying to say. The machine dictates validity. So, you know, Jigga or Drake, who's ever at the top of the game can come out with any damn record they want, homie. And everybody's rolling.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You see what I'm saying? They can come out with any record they want, and everybody's rolling. Like, that last Kanye record, like, and that's my G.
Yeah, well, I said it the exact same thing I've had arguments about. People.
But I'm gonna write
that off.
The
exact same thing you're saying. I said just because you're famous now and making money doesn't mean every song that you make is banging. And particularly, I was talking about Kanye at the time.
That's my point. It's like, okay, for in the name of experimentation, he got that off. But you can only get that off if you him.
Oh, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? It's like Kobe. Kobe can shoot 50 times because he's Kobe.
Yep.
you know what I mean? Like, Derrick Rose shoot 50 times, he's ball hogging.
Yep, I agree.
You know, Kobe can shoot 50 times because he's the Kobe. So it's like the machine validates people, and then once you're validated, then you can do whatever the hell you want in the music game. You can put out... You know, you could just be clapping on a track.
But y'all was validated.
And people going to roll.
But times have changed, though, because this is, you know, an attest to what you guys did. I mean, there was a point in time I would almost get in fights with people at a party because I said, can't nobody fuck with the Licks without the Liquid Crew, the Far Eye. So I was like, can't nobody fuck with them. And I really meant it. Like, no, can't nobody fuck with them. Now... I mean, I just feel like, honestly, that I still feel the same way, by the way. My you know, stance in it hasn't changed at all. But are they even listening? Because they're like that.
I would say no, because it's such an influx. You know, it's always been an ocean. It's always been a big ocean when you're a musician.
Yeah.
They throw you in the ocean and they tell you to swim. But now, at least when they threw me in the ocean, at least I had a lifeline. You know what I'm saying? I had a lifeline, at least. At least somebody threw me a reef or a raft or whatever, and I was able to be pulled to shore. Nowadays, man, your attention, the attention span is so minimal because they're not getting their fingers dusty. They're not going out into the streets to see what's new. You know, the streets used to dictate what was new. Then the radio got it.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
But now, the cyber world is dictating what's real. Then they go to the street.
But how do you even know? And that's my point, too, with some of these artists. When I heard you rap, I knew who you were. Even though I had never met anything, I knew who you were. And somebody asked me about DeFar, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be able to recite lines. I knew exactly who you were because what you talk about, even if the whole song was metaphorical, I already knew who you were. I don't know who some of these dudes are because what they're talking about isn't necessarily them. And there's tracks throughout history that have done that, but there's not genres that did that.
Well, that's deep. That's deep how you put it, and rather eloquent and poetic at the same time.
I appreciate you, homie. But I'm going to be this real. We grew up with a passion for this music. And I feel, again, that a little bit of the culture has been taken away. And that's also how we're not getting as much substance nowadays.
Well, it's been watered down. That's the best way to put it. You know, it's been diluted. You know, but however, you know, I like the movements. And that's my DJ side of me. You know, I like the movements. I like the DJ Mustard West takeover, how he just took over the whole coast. You know, I like that whole movement. Whether they spitting or not, I like the movement. You know, I like the TDE movement with Kendrick and Schoolboy Q. And I just like the whole Young Money movement with Weezy and Drake and all that. You know, at the end of the day, man, is it a good song or not? You know, are you that dude at the club who's like, ah, man, I can't stand this song while all the women at the club are dancing to it? Are you that guy? because I've never been that guy. I've never been that guy. I've been that guy who can soak up those isms, and then I've been that guy who can be in this conversation about some substance and this, that, and the third with the music and the quality of the music and that and the third. But, you know, I never took myself too heavy. I never take the music too heavy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Although them bars are heavy, homie. Them bars are heavy. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go to this. We got a couple more callers, but I'm going to go to this lip service because definitely I want them to hear, you know, some of this. There's a couple more. Let me tell you, too, that mixtape, so it was so good to hear a lot of it, you know, from you too, being a fan, because again, I just, you know, whether I'm stuck in the 90s or not, I try to follow, you know, all the artists I grew up listening to, but
yeah,
you know, when God created light, I mean, No Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite joints on that mixtape is When God Created Light, you know.
Well, I'm definitely going to play that. I know the Lip Service, though, is one of the singles.
Yeah.
So
DJ Babu.
I definitely want to get players going.
Yeah, produced by Babu. So let's get into this Lip Service.
Yeah, absolutely. Big shout out to Dilated.
Yes, sir.
Ow!
A prototype of a real MC's life. I'm on point with every cut like the sharpest knife. I build with professors and brothers in the field. From the street to the university, I'm real deal. Similar to that chick on Kill Bill. My desire alone is worth more than a fucking million euros. I eat beats like churros. Please believe that the far right is that hip-hop hero. Have been for years, had champagne and beers. Pain, joy, and tears, drink OD on the list. From Oslo to Trey, I smoke with my peers. Havana Club, more buzz than Norm on Cheers. Touring in Mercedes, Benz, Vans, and Volvo wagons. Amsterdam weed and Hennessy by the gallons.
European vacations, hey, rules mashing. My jeans are a register, I keep putting cash in.
They can say what they want, it's just lip service and I
shake them off.
They can talk behind my back, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
All the critics and the ratings, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
Good or bad chit chatter, it's just lip service and I
shake them off. Shake them off.
My grievances, your experiences are slow steps. I'm exquisite like the world of yachting sponsored by Rolex. Or the European Bugatti, I'm godly, no nonsense. Can you begin to comprehend this content? I thought not, you run out of rhymes, you do the not hot. Your rivers run dry, it's a drought, the flow's half stopped. That's why I dig a nigga like thought, his flow's infinite. Or jigger cause he's intricate, the rest are so limited. But this rap shit's gon' be what it is, and that's Candyland, a bullshit movie. Just like Candyman, niggas fit at primary level like second grade. Snap a finger, do a dance, take us back to slavery. I'm at an all-time level, I'm his majesty. These little teapot kettle rappers are a travesty. Hey, Roo, DJ Babu is family. L. J. That's how it has to be. They can say what they want, it's just lip service and I
shake them off.
They can talk behind my back, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
All the critics and the ratings, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
Good or bad chit chatter, it's just lip service and I
shake them off, shake them off.
For real, y'all niggas soft like Downey. You couldn't last one day in the county. And to think, where would L.A.? Where would L.A. be without me? For real, the far ride, you the magna cum laude. I got a notorious style that'll give you grief. Like a pit off the leash at Venice Beach. Or a pack of rocks on the block without food. To say the least, yo, the dog's in a real bad mood. You can fall like the leaves in October. If you wish for this fade, man, you better be sober. Cause one tip to your chin, then my guy, it's over. So my suggestion is you slide off like a loafer. Speaking about loafers, make my pair Gucci. Like the jeans on my wallet full of green, that's loosely. That dude that I socked ended up with loose teeth. They say that's what you get when you piss off the crew sheet. They can say what they want, it's just lip service and I
shake them off.
They can talk behind my back, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
All the critics and the ratings, it really don't matter, I just
shake them off.
Good or bad chit chatter, it's just lip service and I
shake them off, shake them off.
Up the tent to the outlets for Prada, Westside Prada. So happy I could say I lived at a time when I could see Obama. Make me miss my grandfather. Cause what a milestone to ever see a yellow Mac on the throne of the nation of these whiteys. You can spite me, but I'm righteous. Go ahead, please hate. Go ahead, please fight it. This style is just the gear in the Porsche. Au contraire, my dear, I'm a horse. Maintain speed, my youth. Set course, look alive, don't wind up dead like the source. Or fat beats, pick or choose the front of the back. You mean they had a 50-year plan? Right, exactly. Shit, they was migrants in the city of angels. The future is a web, intricately tangled. I got a champion sound, boy, boy. Me, but I'm righteous. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fight this.
You know, I had to throw that in there, big homie. But
Hey,
now
I want
to go into
Grandpa.
Something real quick because I think it's very important, and especially we grew up in an era where, you know, even a lot of West Coast rap, and if it had the parental advisory on there, used to get stomped in the streets, protested, burned, you know, stuff like this. But you personally, first off, went to college. You went to Berkeley originally, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then you ended up teaching at Inglewood High School.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, tell me a little bit about that experience, because I don't think a lot of people know that about you, and I think it's super important.
Well, it was a phenomenal experience because, you know, I went to Cal undergrad, but then I went to Columbia. I was Al Chaway graduate. So I went to Teachers College, got my master's in history education, and I put it to use, and I taught at Inglewood for about 4.5 years. My first year, Paul Pierce was a senior there. And then I was athletic director there for 2 years, and then I also coached on a varsity basketball team for 2 years. Jason Hart is one of my athletes, and you know, he played for Syracuse. He started for Syracuse all 4 years, played in the league for like 12 years. So yeah, man, just to sum it up real quick, I love the kids, but I didn't love the gig.
Yeah, no, I feel you. But also, I think, you know, again, that has to do with, you know, I always say do the knowledge, but as far as MC-wise, I mean, people that are well-read are going to kill you in a verse. Like, you know what you want to speak about. You can articulate words correctly to make it have a point. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
to portray the passion,
you know,
if you will.
Well, I appreciate that. Like, you know, I would probably bet on the fact that I do have somewhat of an in-depth vocabulary and astute vernacular. However, I always felt that the best things in life when it comes to marketing to people and getting across to the people, because this is all for the people. It was never for me. It's for the people. The best things are in simplicity. So how do you convey complex thoughts in a simple form? And no matter how many books I read, I was always, always kept that in mind. That was always the vertebrae of all my rhymes, conveying complex thought through simplicity.
And that's, I mean, that's so well put. I mean, for real. Because, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, even in the 90s, they had a lot of shit to say. They would say it real fast, and, you know, you would have to catch it like the fifth or sixth time.
I
always used to say DeFar, he's aggressively smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's substance, it's matter, it's a punchline that hits you, it's a metaphor, a simile that hits you, but it's like he's just talking to you, like he was sitting in a chair doing it.
Plus, I couldn't bank on you pressing rewind. I mean, you know, if I got you that one time, oh, I got to give it to you that one time. I can't bank on you pressing rewind, you know, pressing rewind or nowadays, you know, just pressing the play button again.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, that's some real shit. That's some real shit. But also, too, so as far as, you know, the future with DeFar Rye, what's happening right now?
Well, okay, so, you know, at the present moment, and I really appreciate the love, you know, we're pushing the local like the West of them. The mixtape is on datpiff.com. Just search DeFar Rye. You can download it. It's free, y'all. Gratis, for free. Don't trip. And it's sponsored. You don't got to be a member or none of that. Just download the thing and enjoy it. 22 songs for free. And then I'm glad you asked, because Evidence and myself just started recording a new album. It's untitled. And we like 3-4 songs deep right now. And like, we literally just started like 2 weeks ago.
Keep me involved in that. Make sure I know what's going on, whatever promo we need, whatever, because that's what the game needs right there.
Yeah, man, and we got some heat. I think we're gonna do like 20, however many joints we do, and then I'm just giving it to him because he's really he's doing really, really phenomenal things with the Lord Steppington and the Step Brothers movement, and then his own movement on the Rhyme Sayers and the Step Brothers on the Rhyme Sayers, and then Dilated. I got a new song, y'all, on Dilated's new album, Directors of Photography, which comes out in June.
Yeah.
So I got to mention that piece to Dilated, Rocker and Babu, Evidence. But, yeah, man, so I'm going to just record, and I'm going to let him pretty much direct the whole ship. You know, if he likes verses, we keeping them. If he don't like them, we striking them, and then I write new ones. You know, he's pretty much the Quincy Jones of the ship for this record, and I'm just – gonna record and just leave it in his hands, man, because he got a good thing going right now.
Absolutely, and Evidence is such a professional and such a you know, good MC. I can't wait, because y'all combined, I mean, that's just crazy, just crazy. But saying that, by the way, I'm over here in L.A., even though the 646 number, but I'm definitely a West Coast cat, still out here in L.A.
Oh, my bad.
All good, it's all good.
But we reaching all over, though. We reaching all over.
We've had callers from all over tonight, but definitely as far as shows, anything you're doing, before I let you go, I'll talk to you in the back, get your information.
Yes, sir.
And definitely let me know, because I got a whole thing going out here too, and definitely there's people ready to follow the far right and make sure we get shit popping. You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell them, Dire 420. All y'all know what 420 is. I'm sure you true heads every day at 420. You know what it is. But on 420, I'm at the Rhyme Fest at the Ukrainian off of Melrose in Vermont. Man, the Ukrainian is such a historical landmark to me, especially when I was in high school. We don't even want to go into that conversation on the real L.A. days. But I'm at the Rhyme Fest, man, 420. Come see your boy DeFara. I'm going to give it to you straight to the face. Come see
me. I'll tell you what, I will be there. And, again, before I let you go, I'll make sure we have all the right information. Plus, I want to get that mixtape on die4productions.com, because I got a big following on there, and people will definitely get the downloads going. So we'll make sure that we connect that. I'm definitely going to play some more music, but I know you already spent an hour with us and, you know, definitely doing your thing.
I appreciate it.
No, definitely give last shout-outs, and then I got to get that DeFar Wide Die 4 radio drop.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just, you know, want to shout-out first off, you know, my wife and my children, man, my whole family. And then, you know, all my peoples, man, they know who they are, man. Everybody been down with me since day one. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFara, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. And big shout-out to you, man. I'm going to go into a classic right now. And before you hang up, I'm going to holler at you on the back lines real quick just so we got our information right. And, again, whatever you got going, let us know. We'll get in rotation. We'll get that promo out there, and we'll make sure that it happens in the name of hip-hop and just good music, man, like you've been doing,
man,
for 20 years now.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Classic right here, Doffel Radio. Don't go anywhere, yo. Yeah, look, we in overtime, but we're going to bump some good music. So everybody rocking out, still rock out. Let's do this. DeFari, OG West Coast, Doffel Radio.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The bird is sand with the low down. Yo, you don't know, man. Yo, you don't know, man. The burning sands of the low land. Yo, you don't know, man. Yo, you don't know, man.
Give thanks, that's what I say when I wake. Another day in L.A., feel the sun bake. I holler at Scott, he know about the spot at the beach. Doc Walla, nigga, straight pop. I call up Swift, let him know about the shit. Call up Will, he got the Hennessy on chill. I'm with Don Trell, he on deck with Satchel. Roller bleezing like Terry McMillan, wait to exhale. My nigga Will stay off stocker. Some cities got hot bitches, but on Crenshaw it's hotter. From badass bitches to cold ass Impalas. Vossier special with two glasses for $20. It's hella hot, we pull up to Doc Walla. The scene is so lovely, it make me wanna holla.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman, and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman, and brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man. Summertime, 7:30, time for sunset. Sometime I go and park with my queen and get laid. Watch the sun cascade over the ocean. Thoughts of how the liquid about to put it all in motion. Sometimes I sit and watch and see dolphins. DeFara alumni from Pac-10 like Kenny Lofton. Never soft, stay healthy, avoid coughs. In L.A. we buy houses, fuck apartments and lofts. Yo, my cold flow, straight Wild West, professional. California green, from the trees down to the vegetables. Whack 'em seeds are also edible. After six figures, where I'm trying to see my decimal. Point land, cash in hand, I'm on my way to see Phil. In the Crescent Heights lowlands,
the burning sands of the lowlands, with sisters of Batman and
brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
Flex the scale, see this broad with a baby strill. Ass popping out, no doubt. Man, I got to kill like Grant Hill. I play with cool moves. See niggas out here, we ain't loud, we straight smooth. And don't mistake smooth for being chunk, cause the lay is the wrong place if you think niggas won't thump in a flag. Sunshine cards, bitches and cash. 6 foot rippers, crime blends with hash. We classic like that TV show Mad, with bitches way better than that broad Stacy Dash. No joking, that's word to brothers deep disspoken. Down the boulevard, pint in hand, straight smoking, no choking. And no, it's not brown, that's word to open. One time see us stopping for bitches and keep rolling. The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands with sisters of bad man. And brothers fear no man.
Yo, you don't know, man.
The burning sands of the lowlands.
Yo, you don't know, man.
Splinter, the summer force bringing winter. Liquid crew member, champion contender.
holy like the month of December. The Rhyme Prototype.
Rock shit down.
It's the coming,
coming, coming
of the
bionic.
The bar I hit a
rock shit down.
It's the coming of the bionic. The bar I hit a
rock shit down.
Killer Ron, the host of the world-famous Drodian podcast and point guard for the Drodian squad. You're tuned into Dire 4 Radio with Dire Lansky, where dope music and no pineapple juice be. 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak or hold your peace. Drodians.
Get over here, I need you. Dire 4 Radio live in the building. I got my man Killer Ron on the line. What's happening, homie?
Sir, just listening to your work.
Man, definitely, definitely. So how you feel about the Far Ride? Was that someone you were already familiar with before the show?
A little bit, more so in back in, the first time I heard him was like in 98, 99. And it's funny because like the first time I really knew who he was, he had those boot all around campus. There was a dude named Bootleg Al who just had, that's how he got known around the whole school, man. They just have bootleg records of his CD. And that's how I saw that Lakers logo at the far right, and that's how I got familiar with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I got a world premiere for you right now for the world.
What's
I got
up?
A new
Is it Lansky or what's up?
The new Jay Sos track. You trying to hear a new Jay Sos track?
It's going down. Hold on, put it on my Beats by Dre. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, Beats by Dre. Shameless plug, Drodian podcast. Shameless plug, Drodian Nation in the house. World premiere
Let
right now.
Let it go,
now,
sir.
Jay.
Let it go.
Jay Sos featuring product called Levitate. Dire 4 Radios. Let's go.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist do something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowabunga swag, put a tag on your John Doe's. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Dropping too long time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my west side shit. Screaming west side bitch with my die fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary. With eyes closed, I see a path to a higher road. I feel the presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low, trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to assimilate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship, goodness gracious.
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Arranged and recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Geller House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may bud be with you. Let's get it. Die For Radio.
Be in the building, the place to be, Killer Ron. How about that exclusive, homie? You
fireballs, fireballs. Hey, tell Jay Sos to holler at me. I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to get that heat.
For sure, for sure. You already know, homie. But you know, just another beautiful show. Legends talking, man. It goes down like that. You know what I mean?
All day.
Far Rye, everybody,
hey,
look out for Nev Love. Is in the house, you already know. But big shout out to
hey,
you. Give your information real quick, Killer Ron, before we get off these airways.
Word. Oh shit, man. Go to killerron.com and stay tuned. Peep out that episode number 5 with Lasky. He's dropping knowledge like he always does on every Thursday show. But I did want to say something, but he already took off the line. Talk about that life. And like most of us don't have that, but then like he got that for life, man. He got that vouch for life. He got exhibit, he got the licks, he got evidence, he got dilated people. So no matter what, he can always just reach out and touch them, and they can just bring him back in the game easy. He just got to drop the bars and just kill all these that are playing games.
And DeForest still got bars.
It does, man. It's no joke.
Dope, dude. I mean, that's love. I mean, I jumped at the opportunity to interview him, homie, because, again, that's a lyricist. And that's important on the West Coast because, again, and not that there's anything wrong with, like, West Coast gangster rap, because that shit's influential to who I am today, just like anything else. But having my producer aspect of it and knowing East Coast music and being a Boot Camp fan and a Gangstar fan and a P-Rock and CL Smooth and all these cats, I appreciated when there was a West Coast dude that was lyrical like that and used beats to portray what he did.
Yeah.
So I'm going to end this. Definitely big shout out to my Shut Him Down fam, my Drodian fam. You already know what's happening. I'm going to end it with this Diet Lansky featuring Chucky Sly off the Chain Reaction mixtape hosted by Sneak Rothstein. This track's called Die For Y'all. See y'all Saturday on the Sneak Rothstein Show, the Drodian Hour. Come on.
Never, never die.
Yeah, I was a proven golden child and raised up in this tragic city. Riverside, you with me? And that love extends throughout my city. The crowd was empty as I chose my own lane. And just a year or two later, I was humbled by change for fame. Fuck it, I'll take it day by day as this hustle grows. You only live once, so I die for these chosen flows. Never show your weakness, cause you know I'm out of cycle rules. These sharks are here to eat, and you caught up in this undertow. My life's a featured episode, catalog impeccable. Keep this crowd popping, my stance 6 feet acceptable. Never seen a speck of flow, just shout around and take control. Like you broke for me, but I guess I'll let the Grammy show. What is really popping, more meaning to the sky flow. Without the substance, what is cracking, I'm scheming to ride flow. Benedict, fuck it, yes, crime face of my real folk. The truth lies with us, so speaking only real quote.
They shooting,
and just trying to steal hope. Make sure I'm a factor when the sign of my own host. I talk to myself through a pen in the pad, and tell my
godson Jake. Just be glad for what you handed in half. Cause Hell's Kitchen cooking up something daily. It's hard to duck the cost, so I can't my couch and eat lately. And the wares of my conscience, the sick words that stay nauseous, keep the sponsors from understanding my nonsense. Life's a bitch and then you wake up to another reality. Strikes like a drone attack on your mother. See, my underworld is over Earth achieving. Now it's time to underline the facts that we conceiving. And it's diabolical, and I say it with conviction. That shit is mandatory, do my job, fuck the superstition. As we kill in this game, how could you blame what I'm saying on track when you thinking I'm playing, I'm saying.
Where the weeds may choke them out cause you reap what you sow. So many die for a chance to put grants in their hands. Middle managers going postal cause they didn't advance. When the SWAT comes and making a stand, try to clutch so little. It's like a riddle that I don't understand. I put my faith in my own hands. Packed up the fam in a van and told them I'll be there as soon as I can. Stranger in a strange land, with little Lord in the plan. Dire lands, killer beats around, mind a command. A man with something to die for. When he passed, to tell stories about him. Someone to cry for.
For this rapping and I die for this passion. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats, and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. You see, I die for this rapping and I die for this passion. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for my peeps, and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. Come
on. Our world, my children, we got to fight.